invasion of the Blood Farmers. Coming in the dead of night, coming to plant the living and harvest the dead. More raw terror, more stomach-turning shock than you can take. We warn you, don't eat before you see Invasion of the Blood Farmers, and you'll have nothing to lose.
Stop it!
Invasion of the Blood Farmers, released by NMD Films, in color, rated PG.
It's me again. Yeah. Here's another silly noise. Now.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Later on, we'll be having a competition. After this,
I'm here. And really,
Have you ever awakened in the middle of the night, confused, sweaty, anxious, and absolutely unable to go back to sleep? Not if you're sleeping on one of Dr. Downey's dream-changing pillows. Just snuggle in, close your baby blues, and you're on your way to health, wealth, and sexual fulfillment, or up to your ass in elephants. It's only a dream. You see, Dr. Downey's dream-changing pillows are filled with Yucca Mountain sludge that the government is trying to throw away. But due to a special deal, we have now gotten it available to hold your head solidly in place for a period of extended radiation-enhanced slumber, or your money back, minus tax payment, warehouse, and shipping charges. So call now. It's only five easy payments of $29.99 or a one-time charge for the next 5 years. Credit cards are accepted but not returned. Call now for Dr. Downey's dream-changing pillows. I wouldn't dream of sleeping without one.
First, me and Mr. Mommy Man need to deal with the doctor to cut the worms out of my head. We'll be right back.
away!
The fishing costs me dearly. This is the year that will destroy me.
Yeah.
Hello again, it's Dr. Nomia, and today's installment of Wound Liquor regards, oh, how do you sleep at night? Betting, you're betting. And I'm betting that from some point to some point, you had the most restful baby-like sleep, and then at some point to some point, and maybe that point is right under your shoulder blades right now when you're supine, when you're laying down, and it's tough to sleep. It's uncomfortable. You can't rest. It hurts. You know? Well, I don't know. It could be because you're older and you're frailer, and it could be because your bed is on fire. It could be because your bed is lumpy. It could be because your bed is full of divots. It could be a happy, unhappy marriage of the two. It could be very comfortable. It could be very bad. I don't mind telling you about, you know, my particular issues with a good night's sleep on a bed that didn't feel like a bed of nails, but, you know, it's changed. It's changed. I'm okay now. I can sleep pretty good, but, you know, there are occasional aches and pains, and, you know, that could be a function of age. Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad that you're here. I hope you're enjoying the show. It's curated just for you and for you and for you and for you. And we've got probably a lot, about 14 more, I'm sorry, about 34 minutes to go, which is pretty sweet. And I am giving this lullaby. I am curating this lullaby for you, because I know how important it is for you to take some time in your day and just reflect and, you know, hopefully await this evening, whenever it is you go to bed, as a happy person, as a person looking forward to the pleasure of laying down, all right? Just don't go to sleep right now, but I'd like you to keep here on WRCT. Okay, we continue.
In my dreams I wandered through Paris streets and dancing, wore a beret, my name was Dame. In Paris streets I found her, a screaming yellow soldier. Germaine was her name, she had two brains. Her head was quite expanded, her eyes were drawing you in, jerking away, I could not stay. Her head was quite expanded, her eyes were drawing you in, jerking away, I could not stay. Slipped into a cafe, ordered Turkish taffy, the screen filled the air, and she was there. She claimed I was the father to the growth inside the skull. Then let me explain, my name is Dave. Please think twice about it. I looked at her and shouted, it was easy to say, she had two brains. Thank you.
away, I could not stay. Her head was quite expanded, her eyes would draw you in. Jerking away, I could not stay. She claimed I was the father to the groove inside her skull. There, let me explain, my name is Dave.
WRCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at speakhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional changes and other partnership opportunities.
I don't want to spend the night here. I don't like the looks of the place.
Significant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with A Minute Pause, Tuesdays 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Do, 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 do. Do, do. Do 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 do
What Abinson is in touch with is not a substitute for the I Ching. The NSDAP authorities have taken away all his copies of the I Ching, which he used for plotting his books. Their purpose being to keep him from writing. What this results in, however, is his encountering the animating force behind the I Ching essentially being a transducer of or a construct of, like a mechanical computer, what the Chinese call the spirits of the ancestors. And I Ching is 3,000 years old. We need an updated transducer system or logos. The I Ching is an early form of the logos. And its printout was limited in vocabulary, probably limited in many other ways. In any case, limited. And being in touch with the spirits themselves is a difficult, is a transcendental mystery. Who are the spirits? What are they? What do they consist of? They're plural. The Elohim in Hebrew. They could be, there are ancestors. If healing is needed, a healing ancestor's spirit services, such as Asclepius. He's working out as a superior transduction system. I mean, the transcendental mystery is the nature of these spirits. Who, what, and where, when, and so on. And as it develops, they have a purpose of their own. Like the using the I Ching to answer, no matter what questions you ask, it begins to shape you along certain lines. It lines that it, which is really they want you shaped along. Likewise, no matter what transduction system is used, there is a shaping, an educating. It is a tutorial thing. It is a teaching instrument. And what it does to you is develop you along the lines best for you. All of it has a grand social purpose. One of the great plots in the novel Bala System A is the I Ching, more properly the spirits that animated it, are going to overthrow the Nazi tyranny, because they overthrow tyrannies. They are not only educating individuals and improving them, they are educating society and improving it in ways of slow, gentle, persistent activity against oppression and tyranny. The transduction system is divided into two halves. Turns out this has to be the way, like with the I Ching. One half is your question in your head, the other half is the book or the lines. Nobody in seeing you, sort of the stalks or the coins and reading the line, could read the line and tell what the question was. Not really. It's a kind of code then. Half is in your head, half is in the book. You can see one half unless you see the other half. You have nothing. You can sit right in front of your oppressor and use it. He can't tell what you're obtaining.
And now, the Dr. Beanbag Show.
Our next communication is postmarked simply Bismarck.
Dear Doctor,
This letter may be hard to read because I am writing it in invisible ink. But it is unfortunately the only way I can do anything around here anymore. Furthermore, I am writing it in the dark, so please excuse me if the words don't conform to the lines on the paper. I really have a serious problem that you need my help on. My family is trying to drive me crazy. I know you're laughing, you bastard, but this is true. It is true. I've got to believe you. This is no movie script. And no, no, I'm not a 12-year-old child forced to watch television on Saturday morning. I am not playing with myself. Dancing romantic interludes and stiff wet nights. Come on, you all-day suckers, you all-night fakers. Give me a break, give me a break, give me a break, give me a break, or I'll break you, 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 I'll break you. Yours truly. P.S. Come on, Doc, cut it out. No, don't turn around. Just tell me, please, what is narcolepsy? Is it punishable under law? Someone told me what it meant, but I forgot. If you help me, believe me, I'll never forgive it. I'm listening, I'm literate. Signed, George Papoon. Not insane.
Well, no, you're not insane, George. Narcolepsy refers to automatic or robot behavior, known to be a symptom of Krafner's disease, or creeping epilepsy, whichever comes first. Both characterized by spiking Croft's ego discontrol, amnesia, and confabulation, although not necessarily order that in, or vice versa. Please, Mr. Papoon, don't lose any sleep over it. They're just trying to scare you like they do on television. And remember, it takes two to play the game. And after all, a little adrenaline never really hurt anyone. Well, that's all the time we have tonight, like every night, so please, if you are suffering, write to Dr. Beanbag. Send me your inquiries, no matter how queer.
Tonight's Dr. Beanbag show was brought to you by the Buy Best Book Club, offering this month a new Buy Best Seller from the dusty cellar of our Buy Best Book Club warehouse.
Toute seule.
J'ai peur de mourir toute seule.
J'ai peur de mourir toute seule. et tout sang. On reste heureux, heureux, malgré tout sang.
Thank you. Thank you very much and good night.
Native community is big for me. Makes me feel good to pass on our Arapaho traditions. My kids love going up to the Sundance. I like to tell people the Sundance is about family. It's about the tribe. It's not just about the dancer. It's kind of like life. As a Sundancer, I'm just one spoke in the wheel. I need my family there. I need my role models. I need my people there, especially my children. You know, coming in that door, my family is ready to see me and they believe in me. Before, I'd never seen that from my people. But now when I walk in that door and I see those smiling faces and they're happy to see me, that's special. With my four kids, all I ask for them in Arapaho ways is health and happiness. Nothing more, nothing less.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Next week,
11 a.m. to 1 p.m., I reckon. We still have some, we have about 3 more minutes to go, so don't turn that dial. Or stop that internet. See ya.
What did you say at first?
Oh, I was saying it's so cold today that Santa Claus is trying to go on a date with an Hawaiian princess.
Ah, okay. I'll transfer you to electronic. Open.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling to the Walmart. How may I address your call?
Yeah, how you doing today? I feel like it's so cold today that apricots are turning into rutabagas. I was wondering if I could get back into electronics, please.
Excuse me?
I said it's so cold today, I think apricots are turning into a rutabagas, and I was wondering if I could get connected to electronics, please.
Okay. Doesn't make much sense, but okay.
Oh, you don't know? It's, well, that's true, I guess. Scientifically, it doesn't. I guess you're right.
But I can transfer you to electronics if you'd like.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Can I tell you another one?
Nope.
Calling
back to Walmart, may I help you?
Yeah, hello. I feel like it's so cold today that Elvis Presley didn't wish he was at Hound Dog, he wished he was at Toucan. I was wondering if I could get connected to electronics, please.
Sure, please
help.
Thank you for choosing your Walmart Superstore, where we strive to save you money so you can live better. This is Crystal. How may I help you?
Well, thank you. I feel like it's so cold today that aliens are turning from green into blue. I was wondering if I could get connected to electronics, please.
Sure, I'm on all
this. Yes, I feel like it's so cold today that Christmas could be 365 days a year. I was wondering if I could get connected to electronics, please.
Thank you for calling Hotel Walmart. How can I correct your call?
Yeah, I feel like it's so cold that all the fruits are turning into basketballs. But I was wondering if I could get connected to electronics, please.
Okay, good point. Sorry, Walmart, can I help you?
Yeah, hello. I feel like it's so cold today that cars keep on slipping around. They're doing the polka. I was wondering if I could get connected to electronics, please.
With who? Electronics?
Yes, please.
One moment. Thank you for calling Carmine Walmart Supercenter, where we save you money so you can live there. How may I direct your car?
Yeah, how are you? Man, I feel like it's so cold today that bananas are used as Native American canoes for fleas. I was wondering if I could get connected to electronics, please.
Sure, 1 minute. Thank you for calling your Moline Walmart. Have a director call.
Yeah, how you doing? I feel like it's so cold today that mist has become paperweights. I was wondering if I could get connected to electronics, please.
1 moment.